And here we go. You going to stay? Are you? Wow. You give me some organ, I'm going to start preaching. Okay. Wow. Hey, I'm going to move right into a short exhortation for you today. And we've been praying. We've been preparing for you. We've been waiting for this moment to minister to you today. How many of y'all have a GPS on your phone? You know? And it tells you a lot of things. It tells you where you are. And if you put in the right coordinates, it'll tell you where you can get to. And a lot of times it'll tell you how long it's going to take to get there. Most of the time it's right. But today it's all about not a global positioning, but a God's positioning. Where are you with God today? What position are you with Him right here and right now? And we want to help you today. The message that we have with God's positioning system is this, is God knows, He sees, and He cares. This has just been the simple message I've been carrying with me over everywhere I go. I've just been sharing this simple message. God knows, He sees, and He cares. It's a game changer. Because it's easy in the big picture to feel like, God, where are you? What are you doing? We want to help you. And so I'm going to share some scripture with you today. And by the time you walk out the door today, I believe you're going to have the will and the counsel and direction of God on your life. I'm not going to tell you what it is. God's going to tell you what it is. But I believe that can happen, and it's going to happen today. I want to start today in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You know, there's three different gifts in the Bible. There's God gifts in Romans 12. There's Jesus gifts in Ephesians 4. And there's Holy Spirit gifts in 1 Corinthians 12. Now, we as a people and we as a church have a conviction and a belief that the gifts that are mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12 are still evident and they're still available to us today. That there was never a time that I can find in the Bible that it said, well, these are only for the first believers. The first 30 years get this, the rest of y'all don't. So I believe that they're still available for each and every one of us. So let's look at this together. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. So the gifts that we use are not for my good in using the gift, it's for the common good. And for to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. Now, knowledge is typically a way that somebody knows something about you that they didn't know in the natural. It's something only spiritual that they reveal. Wisdom is how you can move forward in this. That's the difference between a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge. Knowledge is just speaking into the moment. Wisdom is the counsel of God. Now, it goes on in those verses. I'm not going to read them all to you right now, but it goes on in the next verse to talk about faith and healing. We still believe that God heals, and we still believe that faith is what pleases God. We still believe in verse 10, miracles and prophecy and discernment in tongues and interpretation of tongues. We believe in all of that, for that's the manifestation of the Spirit of God. And so today, we're going to be offering to you an opportunity to receive prophetic ministry and also just the faith. I don't know about you, but there's times my faith lacks. How about you? It's a struggle sometimes. What do I really believe in? Is God really good? Well, we're going to pray for you today. We're going to believe God for you today. And we're going to believe God for miracles. And, you know, and it's easy sometimes because of miracles. We believed and we believed and nothing happened. And we begin to hold back. 10 weeks ago, I tore a calf muscle in my leg. And I had to use a boot, and then I started doing physical therapy. And just this last week, they said, you're healed. You need to, you can start actually playing tennis and doing some things that are more active. And what I noticed the first couple times out, I was very hesitant. I kept waiting for the pain. I was really scared. Has that ever happened to you? Like, so you got in your mind? It was more up in my mind than it was physically, but I kept stopping and saying, is everything okay? The same thing happens with us spiritually. We pray for something, and maybe it doesn't happen the way we want it to. Or I believe God, and it didn't turn out the way I think it should have or could have. And we begin to hold back because in our minds we hold back, believing God in faith and prayer for healing and believing God can lead us. I want to tell you today that the healing of God is here. And I believe I want to declare healing over you. We're going to move forward today with a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. So let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and just read a couple verses to you here. And I want you just to catch the spirit of here. Let love be your highest goal, but you should also desire the special abilities the Spirit gives, especially the ability to prophesy. For if you have the ability to speak in tongues, you'll be talking only to God, since people won't be able to understand you. You'll be speaking by the power of the Spirit, but it will be mysterious. Let's look at the next verse here. But one who prophesies strengthens others, encourages them, and comforts them. Do you see why the Apostle Paul said that we should all desire this? How many of you have had too much encouragement in your life this week? How many of you have just had to tell people you need to dial it down? How many of you are, you're just too strong in the Holy Ghost and you're just so strong, you're just bursting all on your own? There's times that we need encouraged and edified and comforted, and there's times that we need people to agree with us in prayer, the prayer of faith, the prayer of healing, all these things that we're so desiring from God. And that's what we want to do. So the one who prophesies is speaking comfort and edification and encouragement. That's simple right there. Now, when we speak for God in prophecy, and really what prophecy is, there's a little definition here for you. I'm sorry, I'm jumping around. So there we go. Thank you so much. God bless you here. I'm all over here. Prophecy is not predictive in the sense that it's foretelling or fortune telling, but it's interpretive in declaring and forthtelling. That's what prophecy is. It's forthtelling, not fortune telling, not foretelling. It's forthtelling what God wants you to know in the will and the counsel of God. Now, how many of y'all could use a little bit of the will and counsel of God? Yeah, in some way, shape, or form. About something. That's what it is right there. That's a good definition. Now, in Thessalonians, it talks about don't quench. It says, do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. So quench means to extinguish, means to put out. Do not despise means to reduce to nothing. And it's easy at times, whether it's the prayer of faith in healing or comfort or prophecy, to just kind of like extinguish it. Put it out. Put it off. But the Apostle Paul, actually 44 years, 44 AD, somewhere between 44 and 52, somewhere in there, this was written to the early church saying, hey, don't do that. And if the Apostle Paul was here today, I think he would say to us, hey, don't do that. Let's not extinguish or put it off or despise it. Let's believe God and take bold steps together. How many of y'all think that that's a good thing? Now, we prophesy in part, we speak in part, we don't know everything. But today, what we're going to do is we're going to provide an opportunity for you to receive prayer. That's right, to receive prayer. In just a moment, there's going to be prayer teams that are going to move to each side of this room. And in just a moment, the worship team is going to come back, and they have another whole big long set that we're going to worship Jesus together. But so you're going to have an opportunity to receive prophecy from people who have been trained and equipped. And one of the reasons Tom's here, he helps oversee this team in our church that has been trained and equipped. Even yesterday, there was a training that they went to, and they're getting equipped. And then there's going to be another team praying for faith, healing, miracles, believing God for you. And then there's going to be also another group of us that are going to be up front. And we have all this room up front here today. And we have all this room up here because we're going to act on this next verse, Ephesians chapter 5. And in Ephesians chapter 5, here it is. It says, don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Do not be drunk with wine because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled. Everybody say, be filled. Yeah, instead be filled with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and making music to the Lord in your hearts and give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This word be filled means continually. Why? Because the Spirit of God in us, it just we get drained. It gets extinguished. It gets put off. So at this time, I'm going to invite the worship team to come back up front. And also, the prayer teams that are here, if you could move into place right now, we're going to have a time of activation and release for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Now, for some of you, this may be new. This may be new. And we have four ways that I'm going to review with you later how you test something that's of God. I'll review those when we're all done today. So this is how this is going to work. The worship team, and aren't they awesome up here? I'm just saying, I'm blown away by how great the whole team is. And everybody in the back, thank you. So over to your right here, we have people that are prepared to pray for you and act on 1 Corinthians 14, prophesy to you over here. Now, how you're going to get to those people, you're going to line up in that row back there. You're going to line up right over to, look, raise your hand. He's a nice guy. And so you're going to line up, and then he's going to direct you so things are done decently and in order the way the Scripture teaches us. So prophecy is going to be over here. Now, this great group of people over here, they just want to pray encouragement on you, faith, healing. If you're feeling all alone, you just want prayer for anything in your life at all, you're going to line up in that row there, and then they're going to direct you to one of the groups over here, and they're going to pray for you. Now, the rest of us, and now listen, I want to let you know, this is one of the few times as a church you're allowed to double dip today. You can go to this line and this line. And when you're done there, then you can come up and worship up front. No, I'm serious. Why wouldn't you want somebody to pray for you? Give me a reason why you wouldn't want prayer today. As a matter of fact, we're going to make it as difficult as possible for you to leave here today without prayer. Now, you can. If you don't, that's cool. But we're going to make it, but we want to pray for you. Why not have somebody agree for you? So if you go to this line, it's going to be, just tell them, I need prayer for, don't start with your Apgar scores at birth, first grade teacher, just tell them what you need prayer for. And over here, just let them pray. Everybody up front here, you're going to be moving up. Somebody's going to come by you, and they're just going to touch your shoulder, and they're going to pray for you. You're just going to pray for you. That's all they're going to touch your shoulder, going to pray, an infilling of the Holy Spirit. But I want you to free flow for the next, like, 25, 30 minutes. We are just going to worship Jesus and have a great time in the house today. So I'm going to invite you to stand to your feet. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Begin to just right now, go ahead and get in line. Just go get in line. Go get in the line you want to get in. And the rest of you all, I'm inviting you up front here. I mean, come on up front. And when you're done, come up front and fill this area right here. Just fill this place with worship right now. So again, if you're getting in line, get in line. But if you're not, come up front. And we're going to pray for you. We're going to worship Jesus together. But you're not allowed to leave, okay? They're not allowed to leave, okay? Nobody's leaving yet. We're going to worship Jesus. So we're going to be decently and in order in Jesus' name.